Hi, this is a dictation for a new patient visit. Name of the patient is Alyssa Curry, A-L-L-Y-S-S-A-C-U-R-R-Y. Date of birth is 5/11/92. Date of service 5/24/2022. Date of accident 5/8/2022. The patient is here with a chief complaint of pain in the shoulder and upper back, right shoulder. History of automobile accident. Patient alleges that she was involved in an automobile accident on 5/8/2022. And accident happened as follows. She was riding at around 1:40 a.m. as a front seat passenger. The car was being driven by a friend, Kiara, K-I-A-R-A-R-E-E-D, who was the driver, and she happens to be okay, although she is undergoing physical therapy. They were traveling in a Jeep at 25 miles an hour on downtown Elizabeth and Cass. The accident happened as follows. The patient was traveling, reports that they were traveling on Elizabeth, passing through the intersection, while the other car came through the red light without stopping and hit their car on a passenger side in a T-bone fashion. The impact of this accident caused damage to the car, as well as her head hit into the dashboard and the car was totaled. The steering seat belt injury caused to the shoulder and upper back. However, there is no injury to the knee, feet, hip. No injury to the hands or elbow. Only the right shoulder and the upper back is seemingly hurting. Patient further report that she was wearing a seatbelt. They were hit at around 60 miles an hour, other car speed, and there was a momentary loss of consciousness after she hit her head on the dashboard. It was not a hit and run accident. Police came on the scene, ambulance came on the scene, and the patient did not go to any hospital after the accident. History of presenting illness, the patient is reporting various symptoms. First, she is suffering from headaches that are occupying the front of the head, mild, 4 or 5, and they're off and on, and they're sensitive to the light. Not very frequent, and they're not associated with any nausea, vomiting, seizures, aura. The patient reports that there is no symptom of dizziness, vertigo, confusion, disorientation, vision problems, memory problems, balance problems, no history of any incontinence of the urine bowel, no sleepwalking, seizures, nausea, vomiting, and no history of any focus problem. Patient reports a slight sleep disturbance though. Other than that, there is a moderate pain in the right shoulder as well as into the upper back posteriorly. And these pains are present continuously as throbbing, sharp, cramping, aching, and splitting. And they are varying in intensity from 7 to 8. The ADLs are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, coughing, lying down, walking, driving, and improved by nothing. So far, x-rays have been done on the day of accident. The patient reported later that she did go to Henry Ford Hospital by herself after the day of accident. The x-rays were found negative. She was discharged. The patient denies any numbness, tingling, pins, and needle of the upper extremity or lower extremities. Toes and fingers are not involved. no muscle weakness, no bladder bowel incontinence. So far, the patient has not done any physical therapy or any massage or any other treatment. System review in respiratory disease positive for asthma, otherwise negative. In the past surgical history, patient reports lumpectomy. In 2014 at Bronson Hospital, Kalamazoo, C-section 2015 at Henry Ford Hospital, and 2019 C-section at Henry Ford Hospital. Patient is allergic to no medications. The family history is as follows. The mother has no medical problem and is alive. Father is alive and has a high blood pressure. Patient has three sisters and five brothers, and only the little brother is with asthma. Relationship status, patient is single and lives with grandmother. He has a son, 6-year-old, daughter, 3-year-old. Job-wise, patient is a teacher and stands all day long to teach. And employed full-time even now. Disability history, none. The implant, the legal history, patient has J.C. Auto Law as the attorney. And the patient has not been drinking or smoking or using any recreational drugs. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 165 over 126, pulse is 91, pulse ox is 100, respiratory is 18, temperature 97.1, height is 5'5", weight is 208. This patient is a 30-year-old African-American female. Of a good breed, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. So sitting comfortably, there are no pain phases or acute distress or shortness of breath. She's well built, well nourished, hydration is good. There's no severe anxiety, lethargy. Patient exhibits good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk well and is mobile, independent, without any using any adaptive devices. The rest of the physical examinations from the template, including neurological examination, that is normal. Gait is normal. Musculature examination is actually normal all throughout. Please use the template. Exception is right trapezius muscle, especially the upper fiber where a couple trigger points are noticed and entire muscle is in spasm, including the cervical fibers. Musculoskeletal examination is found to be completely normal. The entire spine on inspection has a normal curvature and alignment, no scars are noticed. On palpation, there is no scoliosis, abnormal kyphosis, humpback, pelvic ilia, crest height is equal, no pelvic tilt is noticed. Paravertebral muscle spasm is only in the area of right trapezius, but paraspinal muscles have no spasm or tenderness. Hypertonicity is zero. Range of motion of the cervical spine is completely normal. Forward flexion 60, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation 80. Lumbar spine forward flexion 60, extension 25, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation 30, and hyperextension is not painful. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign is negative, Lermit test is negative, distraction test negative, Soto-Hall test is negative. Myelopathy signs are all absent. In the thoracic spine, Roos test is negative, Slump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Budzinski Kernel test is negative, straight leg raising test is negative, contralateral leg rest test is negative bilaterally, Breger test negative, Kemp test is negative, Babinski sign negative. In the sacroiliac joint, there is no tenderness of the sacroiliac joint, we've noticed. And standing flexion test is negative, iliac compression test is negative, distraction test negative. Faber test is negative, Gosselin test is negative. The Trendelenburg sign is also negative. The examination of the right shoulder is as follows. Rest of the extremities examination is completely normal. Please use the template. Shoulder joint on examination on the right side on inspection it was normal. No dislocation notice on palpation, there is no grinding noise or popping noise. Range of motion of the shoulder is slightly limited to 120 degrees of abduction maximum, beyond which there is some pain in the posterior part of supraspinatus muscles. And passive movement or active movements are normal. Active movements is limited to 120 degrees of flexion and abduction. Muscle strength is 4/5. Special tests for supraspinal testing are found positive. Hawking can test is positive. Anterior can test is positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test is negative. Speed test, near test is positive. Drop arm test is positive. Other than that, the rest of the hand wrist examination is normal. Carpal tunnel compression test, which are Phelan and Tirlin sign, are negative. Distally, there is no normal circulation in both upper extremity and lower extremity, along with normal sensation, normal reflexes. No other findings are noticed. Regarding the ADLs, the patient reports that writing, home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, vacuuming, opening container, cooking in the kitchen, reaching into cabinet, able to lift dinner plates are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. And dressing, walking, standing, running are affected 7 on a scale of 1 to 10 among the ADLs. Diagnosis. The following diagnoses are applicable for the patient. In general, 110, V89.2 H60, CNS, G44.329, R51, muscles M79.1, M60.9, M62.838, ligaments M54.0, and then right shoulder M25.511, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50. In the cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20. Thoracic spine, M54.9, 54.6. The plan of care is from the template. The treatment plan for Elisa Curry is as follows. The patient is provided a certification for physical therapy, which will continue 3 times per week. Focusing on the neck, lower back, and shoulder, and especially to the right trapezius muscle. Three times per week, with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, McKenzie Tech program. In the disability, patient is provided disability to work on a light duty, 7 hours, 7 days, with 7 pound lifting and other issues. Transportation is not checked for the patient. Non-narcotic pharmaceutical medications are provided as follows. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory is Celebrex 200 milligram daily. Provide anti-inflammatory effect and help in healing. Tizanidine 4 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation to relieve the spasm and trigger points. Lunesta 1 milligram for help with the sleep at night. Votrin gel 3% and lidocaine patch are provided for topical pain relief. Furoscix 1 to 2 every 6 hours, 60 tablets for headache relief. The narcotic pain medication is Tramadol, that is provided 100 milligram ER twice a day for pain relief to help with the pain which is severe and affecting the life function. Non-pharmacological modalities are home exercise plan, yes, referral to psychiatry, yes, fitness club program, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records, none are available. We have requested a release to Henry Ford Hospital for ER report. Interventional pain procedure, a possible trigger point injections could help the patient, but right now she chooses a conservative treatment with physical therapy, massage, and medication. Surgical options, none are necessary. referred to neuropsych evaluation not warranted, attended care case worker is not warranted, past medical records have been ordered released from Henry Ford Hospital. Investigation, no investigation is being ordered. DME, the patient has no need for any DME at this time. Education, yes. Follow visit in a month. Personal support, yes. End of dictation. Thank you.